I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There's been another development in American pastor Andrew Brunson's case in Turkey. A court date's been set for April 16th. Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern says this comes after an indictment was brought against Brunson, accusing him of having strong connections with a terrorist group and the outlawed Kurdish Workers' Party, both considered enemies of the state. It seems that new threads of injustice are being constantly weaved into this case, which has gone on for almost a year and a half now. Windsor shares how we can pray.
He and his family would appreciate prayer that God would be strengthening him, that Andrew would know God's peace in this situation, his presence. We would appreciate prayer that the Turkish court will uphold justice and reject these allegations as well.
And Cuba is currently experiencing a revival. During the short period the door to Cuba was open, Biblica was sending churches new International Version Bibles in their native language. But all that changed when the open door closed. Biblica's Latin America Executive Director Esteban Fernandez shares.
So now we have a shipment of 17,000 Bibles ready here in Miami. And what happened is that we sent that back in 2016 to do another activity, but the government didn't allow the entrance to Cuba, so they returned it to Miami.
Pray for these Bibles to enter Cuba and for continued revival in the country. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable, real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.